This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Newell will be back tomorrow. I'm Dave Cohen. Glad to be with you today. We're going to open up the lunchtime buffet. Anything you want to talk about? A lot of people commenting on the president's use of the U.S. military, the active duty Marines, and the National Guard in California. We've already seen a legal challenge to the use of the National Guard without the governor's approval. We expect to see a legal challenge to use of the active duty Marines as well, in what we are now into unprecedented territory. Other people texting us about this new sleep study that finds growing numbers of Americans, up to 40%, just don't want to get out of bed when the alarm goes off in the morning. Growing numbers of us of having to set more than one alarm and hitting snooze more often and having to skip breakfast or that morning shower because we're running late. Folks sounding off about that as well. And a lot of people texting in also about the new role of the Louisiana Children's Museum. You heard the interview with the CEO saying they're aging up. They're finding ways to make the Children's Museum a useful part of the community to children as they get older into their tween and teen years through programs and exhibits for older kids as a way to give them something and a role to play and a way to enjoy the Louisiana Children's Museum. Also this hour, we're going to talk about the devastating story we heard about yesterday. Man from Hammond, Louisiana, according to St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's Office, went to a home in St. Tammany Parish to pick up his daughter. At 2:30 in the morning on Sunday morning, according to police, the father picked up the child, the baby, put her in her car seat in his car, and then went back inside the house. St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's Office says he never came back out of that house, left the child strapped into the car seat in the car outside the house at 2:30 in the morning, and it was around noon when another family member found the child dead in the hot car. St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's Office says the father, Joseph Boatman, had been drinking before he went to pick up his 21-month-old child at the Madisonville home. They have arrested him and charged him with second-degree murder. To help us understand legally what's going on here, we asked Dane Cialino, law professor at Loyola, to join us. Hey, Dane.
Afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Obviously, this is one that's rocking the community. We've heard about deaths of children in hot cars before. It happens way too often. Historically, most times it's an accident. It's a father who works at a restaurant who goes to grab the evening deposit from the restaurant during the lunch rush. They ask him to help out. He forgets his son is in the car, and the child dies. We saw that happen years ago. We've seen other cases where parents pick their children up from daycare or load their kids in the car to take them to daycare, and they're the parents who don't normally do that. And they forget the child is in the car, they go to work, park the car. When they get off of work, they go and find out the child's still in the car, now dead, because it got so hot so quickly in the car. And in most cases, we don't see legal action pursued against these parents. In this case, the St. Tammany Sheriff's Office says he'd been drinking. We don't know what happened inside that house, why he went back in or what he did when he went back in. We don't know if he passed out. We don't know if he went to sleep. We don't know if he intentionally left the girl in the car, but we know she's dead. And we know police say he's charged with second degree murder. Is that the right charge in this case based on the facts that we know?
Yeah, you're right. Every summer, all across the country, we see these cases, and it's June, and this is the first one we're talking about, but unfortunately, there'll be others, maybe not in Louisiana, but certainly elsewhere. And your question is a good one, is what do you do from a criminal justice standpoint with parents who do this? And typically, the way that prosecutors handle it, and again, prosecutors have an enormous amount of prosecutorial discretion in deciding who to charge, what crimes to charge individuals that they are going to seek convictions on. And it often, well, first of all, the starting point for all of these people is that they're negligent. Under the prevailing standard of care of a reasonable man, a reasonable person is going to remember that his child is in the backseat of an automobile. And if the person forgets, that's negligence. But the question becomes whether it's simple negligence, as the law typically refers to it, or criminal negligence, which is sometimes called gross negligence, which is a gross deviation from the standard of care. And that's the way you usually see these cases prosecuted, if they're going to be prosecuted at all, as a case of a gross negligence, which could lead in the case of a death like this one to a charge of negligent homicide. But sometimes, and even more rarely, you can see murder charges, and that's what this individual has been booked, at least initially charged with by the sheriff's office with second-degree murder. Now, it's going to be up to the DA's office to decide whether or not to actually prosecute him and bring that to a grand jury to get an indictment for second-degree murder. But it fits. I mean, if there is the crime of cruelty to juveniles, which would include treating a child over whom you've got control and custody in a negligent, grossly negligent manner, that's cruelty to juveniles. And then you've got a resulting death, whether that death was caused by an intentional act or not, a mere act of inadvertence as we had here, compounded with cruelty to juveniles is enough to ratchet the charge up to second-degree murder, which is sometimes called the felony murder rule. So, yeah, I mean, it's all possible here. It's just a matter of what the DA decides.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's to do.
Yeah, and I think the big difference in this case, and we don't know yet what the father said to police when he was made aware that his child had died in the car. We don't know yet what the other people in the house say he did and why he put the kid in the car, why he strapped the baby into the car seat, then went back in the house and didn't come out. We don't know a lot, and we don't know what we don't know. But we do know that they determined, the sheriff's office did, based on his alcohol consumption that they allege and the actions of putting the little girl, the 21-month-old baby girl, into the car seat, going into the house and leaving her there until she died, rises to what they believe is second-degree murder. Many times in the past, we've seen prosecutors, either with the help of a grand jury or without, say this parent's paid a deep enough price already. They made a tragic mistake and their child died, and they don't pursue prosecution. This case seems to be different. Obviously, the alcohol has to be part of that, and we don't know what other
factors. Exactly. And they very well may have evidence that he was driving around with the child in the back while he was under the influence of alcohol, which, again, is an aggravating factor that the DA is going to no doubt take into consideration in deciding how to charge this case. And it could be that he might charge this as second degree murder because the elements do fit, and then plea bargain it down to negligent homicide. But this is not going to be among those cases that we chalk up to just a terrible, unavoidable accident that's going to result in no prosecution. This is a case worse than that.
If this case goes to trial as a second-degree murder and a jury finds this man guilty, that's mandatory life in prison, right?
It is. And, of course, if that were to happen, one of the responsive verdicts would be negligent homicide. So the jury would have that option of deciding between murder and negligent homicide. And negligent homicide would be punishable by a term of years, not by life without benefit of probation, parole, or suspension of sentence.
Yeah, that was actually going to be my next question. Is that standard? So, yes, if someone is charged with second-degree murder and goes to trial, the jury has the option. That's not a decision the judge or the prosecutor makes. That's built into the law that they can come back with a lesser verdict that carries less of a penalty.
Exactly. Negligent homicide would be the least serious responsive verdict to the charge of second degree murder. And of course, it'd probably be another count of cruelty to juveniles as well that would be included in any bill of information or bill of indictment.
Yeah, this case is different. And we've talked about it sadly too many times. And according to the National Safety Council, this was the sixth death this year in the United States of a child in a hot car. On average, 37 children under the age of 15 die each year.
Yep.
From being left in
there
a hot vehicle in the
country. And it's only the second week of June.
Yeah, and the heat will only get more intense. I was looking at the National Weather Service, and when they explain how hot it can get in a car, it can get up to 120 degrees with a temperature outside of 90 within 10 minutes, and up to 150 degrees within an hour. At the time that this child was found around noon on Sunday, it was, I think, 88 degrees, at least in Slidell, which is the nearest official reporting station, and the heat index was 96. So you can only imagine after hours and hours how hot it was in that car. This has got to be this is a very prosecutable case, I guess would be a good way to put it.
It is indeed.
All right, Dane Ciolino, anything else you'd like to share with us as we look at this situation?
Not that I can think of.
All right. Dane, always appreciate your expertise. Thank you for sharing your legal analysis with us. I know we'll be talking to you again soon.
Thanks again.
Loyola Law Professor Dane Ciolino here on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.